The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris will shortly be elected Taoiseach by the Dáil after being nominated by his party to lead the government for its remaining months in office. The Dáil is at present voting, with the result expected presently, after which Mr Harris, who replaces Leo Varadkar at the head of the three-party coalition, will become the country's youngest Taoiseach at 37. After travelling to Áras an Uachtaráin to receive his seal of office from President Higgins, the new Taoiseach will return this afternoon to government buildings and begin appointing his cabinet. He already has two vacancies to fill and a number of potential junior ministers to appoint. In today's programme, what kind of Taoiseach can we expect Simon Harris to be? How will he face the first big challenge of picking his team? What might a new era for Fine Gael, as promised by Leo Varadkar, look like? And what can be expected from the opposition parties? We'll be talking shortly to Mr Harris's political mentor, MEP Francis Fitzgerald, and to Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty. But first, Adele McAllister has been listening to this morning's Dáil Exchanges and has this report.
With a packed Dáil chamber gathered to vote for a new Taoiseach just 3 weeks after Leo Varadkar's surprise resignation, the outgoing Taoiseach defended his government's achievements in office and wished Simon Harris well.
There will always be problems to be solved and always more work to be done. This work will now be led by others. Finally, I want to take this opportunity to wish Minister Harris every success in his new role as Taoiseach. I always knew he would be Taoiseach one day. This is perhaps coming a little bit sooner than he might have planned or expected, but I know he will rise to the occasion. He has empathy, energy, experience, campaigning skills and political antennae to take us forward, and I look forward to voting for him and the new cabinet in the House later today. Gurmi Lagav.
Minister Harris was then proposed for the post of Taoiseach by Fine Gael's deputy leader, Minister Heather Humphreys, with a light-hearted memory of their first meeting.
The first time I came to the Dáil was on the 9th of March 2011. And I suppose, like any first-time TD, I was nervous. I was finding my feet and I was trying to get used to this place and to all the new faces around me. I saw this young lad walking around the place and I said to myself, sure, he must be on a school tour or on work experience. So you can imagine my surprise a few moments later when I saw him standing up to nominate Enda Kenny as Taoiseach.
He was seconded by Junior Minister Peter Burke, widely tipped to be appointed a cabinet minister later today. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin also spoke in support of Simon Harris, defending the work of the coalition in the face of global challenges.
This government was formed in the middle of the greatest public health crisis in modern times, and with over 500,000 people out of work. It overcame tremendous pressure during its first 2 years, and by any objective standard, saved lives and livelihoods in every community in this country.
Simon Harris is on course to win the support of up to 87 TDs, with several independents agreeing to back him. The opposition did not put forward a candidate, saying they wanted a general election. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald described the government's list of achievements in office as fiction.
The narrative we hear today from government is a fairy tale so outrageous that Hans Christian Andersen himself would be proud of it. Yeah. For people to believe the spin from the government benches, they would have to suspend all connection with reality and lose any memory of people's lived experiences.
And ANTHU leader Padraig Tobin said Simon Harris would continue the government's record of spin.
And there's no doubt that Simon Harris is very good at spin. I've never seen anybody be able to distance themselves from themselves so well as he has done in the last number of weeks. A member of a political party that came third in the last general election will become Taoiseach today. And the Taoiseach carousel continues in this political bubble, where we have the people of this republic continuously locked out of the decision-making process.
Padraig Tobin ending that report from Adele McAllister.